Good afternoon, class. Thank you all for remembering to be naked this time. Looks like I'm the one who's overdressed now, aren't I? Let me just get out of this business suit. Okay. Before we begin our lesson, are there any questions? Okay, since there are no questions at this time, let's begin the lesson. Last week, we learned about blowjobs and how to make a guy come. Today, we will be learning about the vagina and how to make it feel good. Or what I like to call pussy time. Can we get a female volunteer? How about you, Rachel? Come here to the front of the class. You don't necessarily need lube or lotion to eat a girl out. But this time, we're just being a little more safe by using a strawberry-flavored lube. Rachel, take this strawberry-flavored lube and rub it on the outside and inside of your vagina. Good job, Rachel. Okay, Rachel, now pick a guy in the class that can eat you out for this lesson. What's wrong, Rachel? You don't know who to choose? You're afraid that you might pick someone who doesn't want to do it. Let me see if I can make it easier for you. Guys, raise your hand if you want to eat Rachel's pussy. It looks like you have quite the selection there, Rachel. Maybe now you can pick? Well, it looks like she picked you, John. Come on up and claim your prize. Rachel, spread your legs. John, now eat Rachel's pussy. Whoa, stop. Okay, class. That was a good example of how not to eat a pussy. The problem with that is John was going so fast that he didn't allow Rachel to enjoy what was going on. Now, Rachel, you can go back to your seat. You too, John. Let me just get this chair so I can sit down. Okay. Let me just spread my legs and spread this lube on myself. I've got to make sure my vagina is nice and smooth, wet, and slippery. Though I actually should have just called it a pussy instead of a vagina. I personally recommend using the word vagina only when you're talking to your doctor or talking about medical stuff. While we're on this topic, some people saying breasts sounds like you're talking about a chicken part. So I recommend using the word boobs or tits, especially during sexual activity. This feels good, but I can't get too much into it. I have to teach you guys something. After all, I am the teacher here. So, do we have any male volunteers? I need a male volunteer to eat me out properly. Raise your hand if you're willing to eat my pussy. Whoa, that was a lot of hands that flew up at once. Okay, how about you, Peter? Come up to the front of the class. That's it, Peter. Get in between your teacher's legs. Remember what I explained earlier? Now let's see if you were paying attention. Oh, yes. That feels so good. I love how you're using that tongue all around my cunt, deeply, but slowly. Yes. Don't stop, Peter. Keep going. Now, put a finger in my cunt and rub it. Hey, I didn't say stop. Use your finger to rub my pussy while you are eating me out. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Keep eating me out while the rest of the class just watches. Okay. Put two fingers in. Oh, yes, Peter. This feels so good. My nipples are fucking rock hard right now. Okay, everyone, while you're eating a girl out or fucking, please feel free to rub the girl's clit at the same time. This will help the girl come faster. The clit is above the labia, above the pussy lips. Sometimes it's covered by a clitoral hood. Feel free to move it and then rub the clit, but be gentle. Okay, now curl your fingers up toward my belly button and make a come here motion with your fingers while they're inside me. Oh, that feels so good. You're doing such a good job. Don't stop. Oh, I love how you're eating me out in front of the whole class. I have such great students. Oh, they're all so focused watching you eat me out because they're so eager to learn. Oh, maybe they just like watching me be a dirty fucking whore. I can't believe this is happening. I'm about to come in front of all my students. My students, my good students, you all have such nice bodies. Seeing you all naked while I'm getting eaten out is really going to help me come faster. When the girl's close to coming, that's when it's okay to use your tongue faster. You don't have to, but you can still please the woman. Or you can just stay what you're doing because it's working. Peter, for the sake of time, so we can finish the lesson before the bell rings, I need you to eat me out faster. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that, Peter. Oh my God, this feels so good. Come on. Work that tongue on me. Fuck me with that tongue like I'm your fucking slut. I'm a slut. I'm such a dirty fucking slut. I'm a whore. I'm so close, Peter. Oh, you're doing so well. Finish me off. Make me come with your tongue. Yes. Just like that. I'm so fucking close. Make me come in front of all the students like a dirty, filthy whore that I am. Hope you don't mind. I got some of my cum on your face, Peter. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, and sorry, I know. I'm sorry. When I get into the moment, I start to use profanity, so I apologize. Oh shit. Look at the floor. Just look at the entire classroom. The floor and the desks are covered in cum. My cum, and all of my students' cum. Wow. You guys must have really enjoyed getting the lesson as much as I have enjoyed giving it. That's all the time we have for the lesson today, class. However, if you need to stay extra 5 minutes to catch your breath, I totally understand. All of you must be drained since all of you rubbed one out to an orgasm today. Seriously, I've never seen so much cum in the room before. What was that, Peter? Oh, that's right. You're the only person who didn't come today. But you got to eat the hot teacher's pussy, didn't you? I bet all your classmates are jealous of you. Except maybe Brian. Also, weren't you the one who came all over Megan's ass in the last class we had? And only a few people had orgasms at that time, so I'd say you already had your turn at an orgasm in class. You did great. You can rub one out until you come in the next class, all right? I'll see you next week.